Blog Talk Radio.
This morning I want to talk about gratitude. It's interesting as I was preparing to do this recording. I was moving things around and I knocked over my coffee. All over the floor, almost over my The Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances. La Biblia dice, dad gracias en todas las circunstancias. And God really is teaching me what it is to be grateful. Because it's not just when things are going right. It's when things are going wrong that we still have to give thanks to God. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. Because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for joining and to spend time with God. This platform is for God's purpose worldwide. I pray that you are all being healed, delivered, and prospering even as your soul prospers. Prayer for today is for wisdom. And welcome with your host, Cassandra Brand. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you that your word gives knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pays attention to this truth. You promise to impart wisdom to me if I will listen to you and listen to your words, and attain unto your wise counsel. I therefore enter your presence with trust, knowing that you will give me wisdom according to 2 Chronicles 1:10. Heavenly Father, fill me with the spirit of wisdom, able to discern your will. With you, Lord, there is both strength and wisdom, according to Job 12:13. Heavenly Father, let my mouth speak your wisdom, Lord, because of the righteousness you have imparted to me, according to Psalms 37:30, and the hidden part of my life. Make me know your wisdoms according to Psalms 51:6. Teach me to number my days so that I may gain a heart of wisdom according to Psalms 90:12. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes me happy because the gain of it is better than fine gold. By wisdom you founded the earth, and by knowledge you established the heavens according to Proverbs 3:13-20. Christ Jesus, I thank you that my eyes of your understanding are continually being enlightened, that I may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for your saints. I thank you for your exceeding greatness. I believe, trust, and rely on you only. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, that he died on the cross for our sins. I believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he now sits at our right hand in heaven, according to Ephesians 1:17-23. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus, who represents your power and wisdom, to us, because I am in him and desire to always abide in him. He has been made unto me wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. It is this reality that causes me to glory in you forever, according to 1 Corinthians 1:22-31. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Now, as I was praying, I was using the word I, but I want you to take it personal and say I as well. But the proper way is that I should be saying we. So see, when I feel convicted about something, I do correct myself. So I'm praying for all of us worldwide, not just myself. Some prayers I do take very personal. So, amen. Now we're going to read Genesis chapter 30:1-15. Hope we can finish it soon. And then have a little bit more praise and worship by Minister Christopher Booth. That is him singing. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob, little children Rachel revived her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may always have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me and hath also heard my voice and hath given me a son. Therefore call she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, Z-I-L-P-A-H, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. Now, I'm going to stop right there. We're supposed to have been going to the 15th. Yeah, we still got time. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a truth cometh, and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah and Leah made bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Hazar. And Reuben went in the day of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother, Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, it is a smaller matter that thou hast taken my husband, and wouldst thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore, he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. Now, we stopped on the 16th verse, Our goal is to complete this Bible through this 15 minutes, but we just read a little bit to get some of that word in us, because every time we hear the word, we get something different. And this is very interesting, because this is still going on today. You know, how women try to manipulate to make things be the way they want to be. So there's nothing under the sun or the sun or the moon. But please, we are on Genesis chapter 30, and tomorrow we'll be reading 30 from 16 on, at least 15 chapters. I want to thank everyone for listening in. All the people, Philippines, Japan, Netherlands, Australia, Canada, South Africa, Nigeria, just all over the world, for spending time with God, 15 minutes in the morning, and all the replays as well. Until then, you have a very blessed and productive day, and may the peace of the Lord be with you as your footsteps are ordered today. And thank you. This is your host, Cassandra Brand.